All right, all right, all right. I'm going to get our first prayer lead going in just a moment. And we're going to be, okay, Mother Clark,
yes.
Are you in?
Okay. Yes, I am.
You can begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. God is good. I praise the Lord for waking all of us up this morning, starting us on our way, and clothing us in our right mind, giving us a song to sing that we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We've been redeemed, and we're able to pray unto our Father. I thank God for the opportunity to pray this morning. My word is refuge. And refuge to me means to find a place to rest, to get away from trouble. In the Bible days, they used to build strong and high towers in the midst of nowhere. So if they were at war and had become tired, they could run into the strong tower and find a place of refuge. And I thank God that He is our refuge. We no longer have to build towers, physical towers to run in, but we build places in our heart, in our relationship with God, so that when trouble does come, we can run in and find rest and peace. And trouble will come. I've learned that you don't get so old to trouble stop coming. It just comes in a different way, in a different form. But change will come, and so will trouble. And thank God that we have Him as a refuge. I like to read in your hearing a portion of Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thy trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. After you've spent years with the Lord, you find that you're comfortable in knowing that He's able to come to your rescue in time of trouble, and He's willing. And so when we find ourselves needing refuge, we just rest to that familiar place that we have paved out through prayer and fellowship with God. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus this morning. First of all, Father, we'd like to thank you for being God. Thank you for being high and lifted up and holy and righteous and altogether true. Thank you for loving us with the love of an everlasting Father and having mercy on us as a mother and comforting us in times of trouble. And Father, we all have trouble at some time or another. If we're not actually in a season, we're preparing for one. And so we trust you, Father, that you've always come to our rescue, that you've always been there to deliver us, that you've always been there to strengthen us, that you've never failed us, and we praise you for that. We praise you for being a loving Father. We praise you for being an approachable Father. We praise you that we have the vehicle of prayer so that we can come to you, Father, and receive mercy and direction. Thank you, Lord, for how much you love us. For those of us that are in a financial difficulty, we thank you, Lord, for making a way where we can't see any way. He's got 1,000 ways, and he'll open up one for us in due time. What we need is more patience. We've learned how to wait on you, Lord. Give us patience. Give us understanding, Father, and a willingness to wait, Lord, on you as you come for our deliverance, Lord. Thank you for being the strong tower, the strength that we need, the love that we need. Thank you for watching over us and our children every day. Thank you, Father, for saving our bloodline. Thank you for calling in to you those that belong to you. Father, when we know that things are out of our reach and out of our power, we know that you're willing and you're able to make a difference. We thank you for being the strong tower we can come to. We thank you for having your shadow over us and protecting us. We thank you because you have the power to say, this is the limit, no more. This is getting ready to change. We thank you for giving us, Father, the kind of love that will love you and praise you in the midst of any situation. And we do just that. We praise you for being Almighty God. We thank you for having the strength we don't have. We thank you for making the way that we haven't seen. We thank you, Father, for delivering us from the evils and things that are around us and life that frustrates us, Father. We thank you, Father, for molding and shaping us. We thank you, Father, that you are a father, a director, a deliverer, a shaper. And we thank you for shaping us into your will this morning. We thank you, Father, for any uncomfortable feeling that we may be having, knowing that, Father, all things work together for our good. And we know, Father, that you are looking down upon us for our good and making a way that no man can see or understand. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. We love your ways and the way that you've given us your word. We thank you that we're able to read your word and to concentrate on it, to think about it, Father, and in the midst of it, to have a better understanding of you. We thank you that we can love you more and more. We thank you, Father, that you have the capacity to have mercy on us, Father, even when we've done things, Father, that are unnecessary and should not have been done, Lord. You know our heart. You know how much we love you. We depend on you, Lord. You are our strength. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our sight when we can't see. Father, you are our feelings deep inside of us. You are our trust, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you with our lives. We trust you, Father, with our everyday living. We trust you with our future. We know, Father, that our future is in your hand. We know, Father, that you are the one that call the shots and make doors open that no man can close, and close doors, Father, that no man can open. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our high watchtower. Thank you for watching over us, Lord. Thank you for giving us longevity of years, Lord. Thank you for giving us peace and understanding. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for the miracles that you've designed to deliver us, Father. Thank you for delivering miracles in your precious name. And we receive them, Lord, and we expect them, Lord. We expect them because we dwell in your shadow, and we know you. And we know that you'll send a miracle, Father, to deliver us, to keep us, Father, and to direct us. Thank you for giving us this small insight on who you are. We feel as though, Father, that we've been hid in the cleft of the rock, and we see your backside as you come along, Father, and make miracles and make things in order the way you should see that they should be. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the work that's been done on the cross. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins. We thank you for continuing to bless us and to keep us. We thank you, Father, that you don't desert us and you love us, Father. Even when we're not up to par and we're not doing all the things that you designed us to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for keeping us. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us even when we didn't know to love you. Thank you for giving us the good sense, Father, to wait on you and to sit at your feet and to receive your blessings. Thank you for the word that you give us, Father, in the daily bread. Thank you for feeding us, Father, like no one else can. We receive your food, Father. We take it, Father, and we ask that it helps us to learn. Thank you for patience. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us the tools that we need, Father, to serve you and to worship you. We worship you with our mouths and our lives, Lord. We worship you with our hands and our thoughts, Father. We worship you with our prayers, Father. We know that you and you alone are God. There's no one like you. No other can has the strength of you. No one else knows everything. You know all about us, Father. You know our beginning and our ending. And we pray and bless your holy name, Father, for looking over us, Father, and loving us as individuals, Father. We praise you for our prayer line. We praise you for the hosts that, Father, affiliate or that keep this prayer line going. We thank you for the prayer hosts, Father. We thank you for those that lead in prayer. We thank you that we have this, Father, because you blessed it to flourish. We pray in Jesus' name that even more and more people would come, Father, to be prayer leads or to share their testimony to how God has kept us, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessings. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you that we're able to worship you. Thank you for waking us up another day. Thank you for blessing this day, Lord. For those that need finances, thank you, Father, for blessing us with more finances. For those that are weak in our health, Father, we thank you for giving us stronger health. For those that need love and companionship, Father, we thank you for teaching us to be friendly so we can be friendly with others and they can be friendly with you, with us. Thank you, Lord. Let us lead people to you, Father. Let us lead people to worship you, Father, in the beauty of holiness. Thank you for keeping us and blessing this prayer line today and every day. Father, at this point, we say amen and bless, turn it back over into the hands of our host. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Mother Clark, for that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prayer. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 46:1. I'm looking for a scripture that goes along with Mother Clark's prayer that she just did. And yes, the Lord is our strength, our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. That's Psalm 46:1. Hallelujah. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. When your back is up against the wall, call him because he is our strength. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He will help. He will come in like a storm. He will come in like a flood. Hallelujah. And lift up a standard against the enemy. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. Thank everyone for joining us. We worship him this morning. Hallelujah. We glorify the Lord this morning. I'm going to turn it over to Minister Andre at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm so glad to be here with you on the 8 o'clock prayer service, thanking God for all that he's doing, thanking Mother Clark for her prayer this morning. It energized me and got me focused on what I need to do this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for being my refuge. Thank you, Lord, for shielding and protecting me all through the day. My topic is, Lord, restore me. Lord, restore me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I guess, yeah, I will be reading from Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And it reads from the NLT version. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. And Lord, have blessing to the reading of his word, sanctify the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of salvation, Lord. We thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you for how you've made a way for us to be restored back into the right relationship with God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you're operating on our minds, Lord, renewing them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to confess our sins to you, Lord. We thanking you for showing us, Lord, what we need to work on in our lives on a daily basis, Lord. We know how sin has destroyed us, Lord, in our hearts, in our minds, in our flesh, Lord, by some of the actions that we have done against you, Lord. But we thank you for your blood today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you made a way for us, Lord, to be restored, to be made new again, Lord Jesus, made better, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus, for the operation that you performed on our lives when we were dying to sin, Lord Jesus. We thank you for repentance today, Lord Jesus, for giving us the ability to turn back to you, Lord, for coming to you for the help that we need, for the things that we were caught up in, Lord Jesus. Only you could fix what we was going through, Lord. Only you could help us in the situation that we got ourselves in, Lord. And Lord, we thank you this morning, Jesus, for sending those that were spiritually minded, Lord, that were spiritually mature, Lord Jesus, to help us to get back on the right path, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gentleness, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the patience with us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for them coming together on our behalf, Lord, praying for us, Lord, doing whatever is necessary, Lord, for us to be restored, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the gift that you put in your body, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how it works today, Lord, to bring us back to you, Lord Jesus, to reconcile us, Lord, to deliver us, Lord Jesus, to make us like you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning, Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Jesus. We can say hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We got joy in our souls where there was misery before, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took on our shame, Lord Jesus, and gave us your righteousness, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we can claim victory today, Lord. You have made us new creatures in you, Lord. Thank you for the miracle this morning, Lord. Thank you for giving us a mind to be on this prayer line, Lord. Wanting to let you know how grateful we are for what you've done in our lives, Jesus. We ask that you bless all those that are on this line. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Continue to renew them, Lord. Continue to restore them, Lord, into the right relationship with you, Lord. Bring us up higher, Lord, where we can bear the burdens of each other, Lord, like you intended us to do, Lord. We can share, Lord, in helping somebody else to be restored, Lord, not looking down on them, Lord, and being careful when we're helping somebody else, Jesus, that we don't get caught up in our own temptations, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. Give us your love, Lord Jesus, to pluck them out the fire, Lord. Thank you for watching over our children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for showing us, Lord, how to be an example to them today, Lord. Lord, we love you this morning, Lord. We need you this morning, Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Lord. And we just thank you for everything you're doing, Lord, in your word, in our hearts, Lord. Thank you for keeping us hungry today. When we was hungry to sin, Lord, you made us hungry to chase after you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us eternal life this morning, Lord. Thank you for the born-again experience, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit being down on the inside of us, Lord. We love you today, Lord Jesus. We just ask that you have your way, Lord, in our lives. Help us to continue to be more like you, Lord. Continue to restore us, Lord Jesus, on a daily basis, Lord. We love you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'll turn it back over to the hands of the host. Pastor Lenore.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Andre, for that prayer on restoration. I got a little scripture I'm going to read. Psalm 51. I'm going to read most of it, not all of it. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from thine from mine iniquities, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for restoring the joy of my salvation. I don't know if you all remember when you first got saved, when you first came to the Lord, when you first took that step forward into the spiritual realm. I don't know if you remember, but I tell you, my time was joyous. My time was a blitz. It was incredible. And so I do want to encourage you all. Ask the Lord to restore the joy of your salvation, where you were excited about being saved, where you were excited about sharing the Lord's what God had done in your life, where you were excited about even just being saved. And so make sure you ask the Lord to restore the joy of your salvation unto you, so you can minister from your location. All right, people of God, you may need to leave. It's 8:30 now. You may need to leave. You may not can stay the whole time. But I do want to encourage you all to go to our website, ekcministries.org. You can give there, or you can give at our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. If you'd like to leave a seed, that would be amazing, because we're reaching the lost. We're reaching all those that would like to be reached. And so we're reaching them through your giving. And so make sure you sow your seed. Today is Wednesday. We're asking for your midweek sacrifice, which is $24. Make sure you obey the Lord. You can give more if you like, but today is Wednesday, and we're asking for your $24 seed. God bless you. God bless you. If this is your time to leave, thank you for joining us. Make sure you share the phone number and the prayer line with your people that you're influenced, that you influence. All right, and also this morning on our Daily Bread, Bishop Clark is going to have a guest, and he's asking you to tune in. Make sure you tune in this morning. He'll have a special guest on Daily Bread. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Cynthia.
Well, praise the Lord. Saints, this is Sister Cynthia. And my word for today is a change of mind. I'm coming out of Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, because, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. And so, God, we thank you for your word, God, for the renewing of our mind, that we have a change of mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we won't be conformed to this world, but we'll renew our mind daily in your word, God, that we'll begin to call those things that's not as though they were, God, that we'll live according to the way that you called us to live, holy, God, living righteous, God, and right standing always with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that we won't be caught up in this world, because, God, a long time we might have walked without you, but once we found who you were, Once we found what you was about, God, then we had to have a change of mind. We had to begin to walk by faith and not by sight, where a long time we walked by sight. And we call those things what we saw. And so, God, we have to begin to call those things that's not as though they already were. And only if our mind is changed according to your word. And so, God, we thank you that we can read your word and begin to change and begin to see things in a different light, that we don't be caught up in the world. For you say we're in the world, but we're not of the world. That so many things that's going on in the world will not consume us, but that we will know that we serve a holy God. You said you got 7,000 that have not bowed a knee to Baal. God, we can't bow to the enemy. We got to stand, God. And when we've done all that we could do to stand, we got to continue to stand up on your word, God, because we have to realize, Lord, that as our mind is changing, God, that is you and only you, that we serve the only God that answers according to your word, God. But we can't call out your word if we don't know your word. So, God, you told us to study to show ourselves approved. A workman not to be ashamed, but rightly. We have to rightly divide your word, God. We have to rightly live according to your word, God. We have to, Lord, serve you because you are the only true and living God. You're the only God that answers, God. You said, give me back my word, because that's what you hear. You hear your word because you know your word. And so, God, we'll follow you. A stranger we will not follow. You said if they bring anything other than this word, that we not to accept it, God. But we got to know what your word is saying, that we're not caught up in trickery, that we're not caught up in unbelief, that we're not caught up in witchcraft, that we're not caught up in things, God, that we don't live by a sign, God, but we live by you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we're able to give you the praise, able to give you the glory and the honor. So, God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you, God, that you gave us the opportunity. Because you said to give our bodies a living sacrifice. And so, God, that means we can't just do anything to our body. That we have to take care of what you've given us, God. But you said that by your stripes we already healed. You said every sickness, every disease, no matter what it was nailed up on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Lord, you came to set us free in our mind that we'll learn to live and serve you, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that cares about every little thing in our lives, no matter what's going on, God. You care. We serve an all-knowing God. God, you know everything. And we are thankful and we are grateful, God, that you don't let us walk in and walk into something, God, that we shouldn't have walked into. But, God, you allow us to know when they're conspiring against us, God, you let us know, God. Even if it's in a dream, God, you let us know because you're a good God and you care about your people. So, God, as we pray on this morning and as we stand in proxy for your people, because you said we could, God, you said you was looking for an intercessor, Lord, but you couldn't find one. God, we thank you that your people are going back to become intercessors. Stay intercessors. Stay in the wilderness crying out for your people, God, crying out, Lord, for the things that's going on all around us, God. But we are covered under the blood, and, Lord, we know we're not exempt. Because you said that the trials and the tribulations would come, but that you deliver us from out of them all. Lord, you said that no weapon formed against us should prosper. You never said the weapon wouldn't form, but God, you said that it wouldn't prosper. So, God, we thank you for all that you're doing on today. We thank you, God, for the windows of heaven that you're opening, God, and pouring out a blessing upon your people, God. But, Lord, God, we can't plant and eat up what we don't plant it. God, we got to let it grow, God. We got to let it grow. You give us wisdom and understanding, showing us what to do. But, God, we have to obey and do it. If we don't obey, we can't blame you, God, because you are God, that you're not a man that you should lie. You're God. You think above and higher than we think, God. And so, God, we're just thinking the little things, but you know the great things. And so, God, you said that we could do all things through Christ who strengthened us. So, God, we thank you for the strength every day that you give us, God, to be able to do the things that we need to do according to your will and your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you even for all that you have blessed us with, God. And you said that the food was in their mouth, and they yet was whining and complaining like they didn't have enough. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you for the window of heaven that you pour on us, God. But, Lord, that we'll be able, God, to give back, God, that we'll be able, God, to minister in our location, God, that we'll be able to tell somebody else about you. But, God, if we don't know you, we can't tell nobody else about you because we can't tell them what we don't know. But as you renew our mind, as our mind is being renewed in the Word, we'll be able to speak truth that people might be set free, that people might be delivered, God, that people will turn their heart over to you. Yes, God, it seems like we living in the last days. Things are coming. That's in this word. Wars, rumors of wars. Hate, God. You are God of love. We got to love one another. We got to care about one another. Because, God, you love us so much. How much did you love us? You spread forth your own and you died for us, God. You died for our sins, Lord. You delivered us, God, from our sins. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Now we speak to every mountain that's standing in the day. Be thou the moon and be thou forth into the sea. We pull down every stronghold. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that he would try to bring against us today. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if we have faith as a sycamine tree, we can speak to that sycamine tree. What is the sycamine tree, God? Whatever the situation that's going on in our lives, it's a sycamine tree. We have to speak to it. We don't have to claim it. We got to speak to it and ask it and tell it, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And Lord, we don't have to carry it on our back. We don't have to climb their mountain because you didn't tell us to, God. And so, God, as we learn your word, our mind is being renewed every day, God. We're renewing our mind in you because it was a time that our mind did not follow you. It was a time that our mind did not know you. But, God, you came that we might be free. And you said, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. We are free in you, God. We're free in you. And we're grateful and we're thankful for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Lord, we pray even on today to cover our children, God. Cover our grandchildren. Cover our great-grandchildren, God. Under the blood, God. I pray, God, that salvation will come. And they'll begin to know who you are and serve you, God. And their minds will be renewed in you. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. And so, God, you said, God, that we can give you the praise and give you the glory because you're the only one that deserves it. And so, Lord God, we thank you. And so we give you the praise. We call it done by faith, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saints.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We praise God for you and the prayers that you sent forth on our behalf. We praise God. Thank you, Jesus. She says, renewing our mind. Hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Hallelujah. Renew. I got to get the scripture. can't quote it if you don't know it by heart. Hallelujah. What was it? Philippians. No, it was. Corinthians. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have it in front.
Romans.
Okay.
12 and 1.
What was it?
Romans 12 and 1.
There you go, Romans 12:1. I gotta get it. I want to make sure I say it right. I ain't fooling around. Yes, this is the international version. Therefore, I urge you, brethren and sister, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and prosperous worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. She said, renew your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you may be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. You'll be able to prove his good and pleasing and perfect will. Praise God. Thank you for that prayer about renewing our mind. We're going to renew our mind through prayer. We're going to renew our mind through reading the word. We're going to renew our mind just on thinking on the goodness of Christ. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord this morning. We glorify him. We lift him up. He's holy. He's righteous. And he is wonderful. I'm going to read. It's my turn to pray, people of God. I'm sorry. I'm going to read Philippians 4:1-3 till I stop. Okay. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, this is King James, Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Enos and beseech Sychrus, I can't pronounce it, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others, my fellow laborer, whose name is in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto him, unto men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. I'm going to stop right there. That's verses 1-6. Again, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. When things are looking bleak, rejoice. When sadness hits your heart, rejoice. When troubles come, rejoice. Hallelujah. Because that will bring life. That will bring change. That will bring a renewing of your mind. You have to rejoice in the Lord. You have to know that the Lord has your back. You got to know that he is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We praise the name of Jesus. I'm going to unmute the line, and we're going to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Yes, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, God. You're wonderful, God. You're King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Your name, God. You're the mighty God. Hallelujah. You're the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We magnify you, God. God, you said when two or three are gathered there,
we thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and our strength,
right here.
We thank you, God, for touching us.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing us, oh God.
Hallelujah. Yes, we rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. We rejoice in you, God. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. Holy and wonderful and kind, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray for these people. We're going to pray for those that are in the nursing homes and rehab centers, those that are in the hospital. We're praying for our church in Africa. We're praying for all children. Hallelujah. We're praying for all the men and all the women. We're praying for Keitha. We're praying for Christina. We're praying for co-workers. We're praying for Mina and her health and finances. We're praying for Derek. We're praying for those that have arthritis. We're praying for Bernard. Hallelujah. If your name did not make the prayer list, go to our website, ekcministries.org. Put your name on the prayer list, and we will make sure we pray for you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are the restorer of our souls, God. In you, we live, move, and have our being. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are our refuge, God. We can call on you, God, hallelujah, when we don't know what to do, when our backs are up against the wall, God. You are right there, God. God, you are our shield and our buckler, God. God, you protect us, God. We thank you for being our refuge, God. God, we thank you for restoring our souls, God. When we feel far away from you, God, when we walk away, when we turn away, when we don't worship you, when we don't acknowledge you, God. God, we thank you for restoring our soul. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for loving us so much, God, that you forgive us, God. God, that you throw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, God. We thank you, God. And God, we thank you for changing our mind, renewing our mind, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for letting our spirits, God, turn towards you, God, changing our mind, changing our desires, God. God, we thank you that it is only our reasonable service, hallelujah, that we worship you, that we turn to you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord being our strength, God. God, you said rejoice and rejoice again, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, that we can call on you, God, that we can change our mind, God, through worship, and we can change our spirits, God, through having the spirit of joy, God. God, we thank you that it is food for our souls, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, whatever state we find ourselves, God. God, that we are strengthened, God. We are there, God, with you, God. You're right there with us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for just having our backs, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, for saving our souls, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, for pulling us in, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being the strength of our life, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being the anchor of our soul. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being the Lord Almighty. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for taking the stripes of our illnesses, God. God, we thank you, God, for those 39 stripes that you took and the blood that came streaming down. We thank you, God, for the crown of thorns that was placed upon your brow, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being stretched high, God, hallelujah, stretched above us, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for just your spirit and your love and your kindness. You loved us so much, God, that you died for us, God, and we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for giving your son for us, God. We thank you, God, that he took on our sins, God. We praise you and we glorify your name, God. God, we cast our cares on you, God. Those issues that's got us troubled, those issues that's got us burdened, those issues that's got us tied down, God. Those issues that's got us depressed, God. Those issues that's got us under the weather, God. God, we give them to you, God. We lay them at your feet, God. We put them at the cross, God. And God, we thank you, hallelujah, for taking our burdens on, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that our burdens are light, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that as we cast our cares on you, God, hallelujah, that you care enough for us, God, to work out each and every individual situation, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that the peace of God that passes all of our understanding, God, would overtake us and overshadow us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your perfect will being done in our life, God. God, we thank you for smoothing out the rough ways, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that we're walking on solid ground, God, that our foundation is sure, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, that the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, God. God, as we seek your face, God, that you would just peel our hearts, God, make our hearts pliable to you, God, to your will, God, to your desire, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, that this thing is a work of the heart, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for leading our heart, tilling our heart, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for moving on our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, and as our hearts are being tilled and as our hearts are being pliable, God, God, give us a heart to tell someone about you. Give us a heart, God, to help someone, God. Give us a heart, God, to love someone, God, through you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name as we go forth in this kingdom work, God, hallelujah, that you would put someone in our path, God, to minister to, God, to tell the goodness of Christ to, God, of your goodness and of your mercy, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, as we tell, God, you'll begin to till their heart, God, ply their heart, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that those people will be acceptable to your will and to your work and to your way, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, that you bring life and light, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the great I Am, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being the author and the finisher of our faith, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that as we go through this journey of life, God, that we can call on you, God, and you hear and you answer prayer, God. God, when we don't know what to do and what to say and when to say what to do, God, God, that you're there speaking to us, God. You're there guiding us, God. You're there leading us, God. That you're there, God, through it all, God, through the storms and through the rains, God. You're there, God, through the trouble and through the pain, God. You're there, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being there, God. We thank you, God, for being the creator of all, God. We bless your name, God. Again, God, we say have your way in each and every life that's on this line. Move by your spirit, God. Heal those that are on our sick list, God. Move by your spirit, God. Give the doctors wisdom, God, as they treat the sick, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, for those that are sick in their mind and in their spirits, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the enemy will lift up a standard against it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we glorify you and we lift you up, God. Again, have your way in our lives and move by your spirit. We lift our hands to you, God. We lift our hands to you, God. God, we lift our hands to you, God. Hallelujah. And we glorify you. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, God. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, don't forget, today is Wednesday. We want you to go to our website, EKC Ministries. You can give there. Hallelujah. You can upload your GPS. You can put your prayer request. If you need prayer and you did not hear your name on our prayer list, put your prayer request on our prayer list by going to our website, ekcministries.org, and we will make sure your name is added. All right, people of God, today is Wednesday. We're asking for your midweek sacrifice. You do that, again, at our website, You can do that on our Cash App, $, Bishop Eric Clark. Make sure you support, because we're reaching the lost. We're reaching many through your giving. So make sure you do that. And then go to our YouTube channel right now, which is Daily Bread. Bishop Clark is live. He has a guest. So make sure you're a part of it. Make sure you say hey and comment, and let's make it interactive today. All right, people of God, God bless you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you again for joining us. God bless you.